We know a rule that doyrois mismatas v'holchais, which means that the generations, as we go further and further away from Har Sinai, the generations get lower and lower. But sometimes we find an exception, a possible exception. For example, the Vilner Goin, who lived a little over 200 years ago, so his Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, was once asked, your Rebbe, the Vilner Goin, was he an Amora? The Amoraim were the ones who wrote the Gemara. Was he on the level, 1,000 years earlier, thousands of years earlier, the Amoraim, was he on that level? So I heard that there are two answers, two different ways that the answer was given. The way that... I heard this from Rav Breva, the Shlita, who's a very big expert on the Vilner Goin. So the way the Lakewood Yeshiva has the Kabbalah is that the Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that, yes, my Rebbe, the Vilner Goin, he was like an Amora. So even though he was in a later generation, Hashem put this great person who was on the level of the Amoraim, he put him in a later generation. However, the way I heard in Tel's Yeshiva, where they said over this answer of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, they said it much different. They said, and they disagreed. They said, even if the Vilner Goin would live 1,000 years, and he would learn Torah as he did 22 hours a day, out of 24 hours, the Vilner Goin would learn 22 hours. He would take 4 half-hour naps in a 24-hour period. And the rest of the day, every second, was dedicated to learning. I think the Vilner Goin on Yom Kippur would do tshuva that he wasted 5 seconds during the year. Incredible hasmad of the Vilner Goin. So even if the Vilner Goin would live for 1,000 years and he would delve in Torah 22 hours a day, maybe he would be like the Ramban, the Rav Moshe ben Nachman, the Nachmanides. We can imagine how great the Ramban was. The Ramban just lived, I think, around 70 years. And the Vilner Goin would take him 1,000 years to get to be a Rishon. The Ramban wasn't an Amora. The Ramban was much later. He was a Rishon. So according to the way they were Mekabalit from Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, it seemed that you could have a person in a later generation who was equal to a previous generation. It tells the way they had it, no, it's impossible. But the reason I'm thinking about this question pertains to what we discussed last time we had a shiur about Rabbi Akiva, that there would seem to be indications that Rabbi Akiva was perhaps, maybe we could say, he was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, who came, and Rabbi Akiva came much later than Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the question that we're asking. Why is there such a question? Because if we look at a Gemara, to start off with, a Gemara Menachos of Chof Tesam and Beis, this has to do with Shavuos that we just celebrated. So the Gemara said, Amar of Yudah Merav, B'shoa Sha'ola Moshe Lamorim, when Moshe went up to the Shemayim to receive the Torah, Matzoi LaKadosh Baruch Hu She'yoshev V'koysher K'sorim L'Oisius, he found Hashem was sitting and he was tying crowns to the letters of the Torah. There are certain letters of the Torah which have on them little 3 crowns on each part of the letter. Amar Lefanav, so Moshe said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mi Ma'akev Al Yotcha, for whom are you doing this? And as who is causing you to put these letters on, these little tagim, these little crowns, who is going to understand what these crowns represent? I don't understand it, and I'm the one who you're giving the Torah to now. Amar Loi, Adam Echad Yesh, there is one person, She'asid Liyos B'Soif Kamadiris, he's going to come into the world in a number of generations, Vakiva Ben Yosef Shmoy, and his name is Akiva Ben Yosef. She'asid, this is Rabbi Akiva, She'asid Lidrosh, I'll call coats the coats tilly tilly shalalocha. On every, let's say the crown is made up from 3 little kotzim. A kotz is a little prick that goes out. On each one, he's going to learn many, many piles of halacha. Amar lefanav, so Moshe said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Hareoli, I want to see this Rabbi Akiva. Amar loy, chazor lachrecha. You know, move back. In other words, Rabbi Akiva's shine, his light is so powerful, you have to move back. So, holach v'yashu v'sof shmona shuris. He went and he sat 8 rows back. And he was listening to Rabbi Akiva giving the shir. In other words, Hashem showed him the future, how it's going to look. V'loy hayadeya mahen oimrim. He didn't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying in the shir. Toshas koichoi. He became, he lost his strength, and as he became very disillusioned. Kiven shi gil ledover echad, when they came to a certain halacha, Amr loy tamidav, the tamidav said to Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, menayin loch, how do you know this halacha? Amar lahen, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. This halacha I know from Moshe from Sinai. Oh, when Moshe heard that, nesiyashva daita, he felt better. They didn't put me out to pasture yet. They still have to come on to Moshe. We have to understand, because this sounds like Moshe was on our level. We would feel bad, and then he felt better. This is, we have to understand what the Gemara means. But this is the story. Chazru bol of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we came in front of Hashem, Moshe, Amar lefanav, Rabbeinu Shalom, Yesh lecha adam kazeh, you have a person like Rabbi Akiva, v'ata noisen Torah al yadi, and you're giving the Torah to me. Why? Let Rabbi Akiva accept the Torah. Apparently he's much greater than me in learning. Amar lo, he said to him, shtoik, be quiet, kach ola b'machshav lefanai. I decided you should get the Torah, not Rabbi Akiva. But it would seem from this Gemara that Rabbi Akiva was much greater than Moshe. Moshe didn't understand the shir that Rabbi Akiva was giving. That's the first reason why we have this question, that maybe Rabbi Akiva was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The second reason has to do with the shir that we were in the middle of last time. We'll review a few pieces and go to some new things and show also from this that we're going to say over from Rabbi Schlesinger, that it would seem that Rabbi Akiva was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned last time that Rabbi Shamshon Ostropoler says a pshat in Parshas Bechukaisai on the pasuk v'chol maaser boker v'tzoyin kol asher yaver tachas hashavet hashavet ha'asiri yia kodesh l'ashem. The simple meaning is every 10th animal that a person has to go through a pen, and there's only room for one animal to go at a time. The 10th animal is touched by the owner with a stick. It has on it red color, and that makes a mark on the animal, and that 10th one is holy to Hashem. So Rav Shamshon Ostropoler saw in these words that the Chumash is trying to explain a question. The question is, we know that we had Asara Haruge Malchus. There were 10 people that were killed for the chet of the Shvatim. The Shvatim that sold Yosef. So we read it on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. Ela Eskara, we remember the Asara Haruge Malchus. That the king, the Goyish king said, Klal Yisrael has to get forgiveness for selling Yosef. So I'm gonna take the 10 biggest tzaddikim, I'm gonna kill them, that's gonna be a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. So the question is, but there were only 9, there weren't 10, because Reuven was fasting for an Avera that he did, he wasn't there when Yosef was sold, Yosef is the one that's being sold, and Binyamin wasn't born yet. So you have 12 Shvatim minus 3 equals 9. There were only 9. Why are we taking 10 Asara Haruge Malchus? 10 tzaddikim were killed. Another question was that one of the 10 tzaddikim was our own Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came from a family of Gerim. So the other 9 tzaddikim who were from Bnei Yisrael, we can understand. They were related back to the Shvatim. So they were a forgiveness for the Shvatim. But Rabbi Akiva came from a family of Gerim. What did he do wrong? Why should I take Rabbi Akiva to forgive for the chet of his ancestors? His ancestors were Goyim. He's a Ger. So on this, says Rabbi Shamshon Ostropoler, that's what the Pasuk is telling you to question. and the answer. What's the question? The chol maaser bakar ratzon. So he takes the first letters and he says that they stand for a few words. What do they stand for? The chol stands for v'chi lama. Why? The word maaser stands for mem, mace, ayin akiva, shin, shahoya, reish, roya, and then the next two words of the pasuk, bakar ratzon. The question is, why did Akiva die? He was a shepherd of Bakar Vitzayin, and he was not related to the Aseres HaShvatim, to the Shvatim, so why was he killed? So the answer is, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShevet. This is still part of the question. All the Asara Haruge Malchus were instead of Shvatim, but Rabbi Akiva was from a family of Gerim. Why was he taken? The answer is Ha'asiri, Yeh Kodesh L'Hashem. The tenth one that was taken, Akiva, he is instead of Hashem. Because Hashem, the Medrash says, was part of the Bezdin that decided that Yosef has to be killed, and instead of being killed, he was sold as a slave. And Hashem said, part of the ten who said, nobody should tell the secret that what we're doing. So Hashem, Kaviyachal, was involved also. It's hard for us to say such a thing. It seems like somehow Hashem needs a forgiveness also. So who's going to be, which tzaddik is going to forgive Hashem? That's going to be Hasiri. Yeah, Kodesh Hashem, that's Rabbi Akiva. So we already see from this unbelievable thought that Rabbi Akiva is connected to Hashem more than the other nine great tzaddikim. Now, we mentioned last time as well that Rabbi Moshe Chaim Litzato, who wrote the Mesillas Yesharim, he writes that the purpose of a person in this world is to have pleasure, but not to eat a good steak. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to have pleasure from Hashem in the world to come. And the Ramchal uses two words. One is tainug, and one is idun. They both mean pleasure. Says Ramay Shechaim Litzato, umokoim ha'idun hazeh, the place where you get this pleasure, be'emes hu'oylam abo, that's in the world to come. It was created for this purpose, to give a person pleasure in the world to come. How do you get to the next world? That's through going through this world. And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, Ha'olam Hazeh Doima L'Proizdar Bifnei Olam Haba. This world is like an entranceway, a hallway, that's a foyer that's coming into the big room of Olam Haba. So the question was that Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato tells us where the Idun is, but he didn't tell us where is the Tainug. And again, the Tainug is not the steak. So what is that tainug, and where do we get that? The idun we get in Olam Haba. What's with the tainug? So to answer this question, we went through the following thing. We know that Bnei Yisrael had to run out of Mitzrayim. They couldn't stay one extra second. Ki lo yachlu l'smameya. Why? So we are used to telling our children and grandchildren during the Seder on Pesach night, because if there's, just like there are 50 gates of wisdom that we find in the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam, Rav says, Rav and Shmuel, V'kulam Nitnu L'Maisha. Maisha got all 50, Chasar Echad, except one. Shenemar v'tachasireyu ma'at melekim. Moshe was a little less than Hashem. Hashem has 50, Moshe has only 49. And just like you have 50 sharei bina, wisdom, you have 50 gates, the opposite of tumah. So the Jews came on the 14th level of tumah. If they would have waited one more second, they would have sunk into the 50th, and then they wouldn't have been able to get out. They would have been lost forever. They would have waited one more second. So that's why they had to run out, and that's why they didn't have time to make bread. They ate matzah. That's why we eat the matzah. So Rabbi Schlesinger said over, the Gra Vilner Gaon in Mishle tells us that he doesn't believe in this at all. He believes, maybe it's an argument, others hold different, but the Vilner Gaon Shita is, there is no such thing as a 50th level of Tumah. There's only 49. He says it on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol Paul Hashem Lamaneu." Everything Hashem made in this world is for him. The gematria of the word "kol" is 50, and then the pasuk continues, "V'gam Rasha liyom ra," which simply means even when a Rasha gets destroyed, that's also covet of Hashem. You know why the Rasha got destroyed? Because he went against Hashem. So from that also comes out honor of Hashem. What is the gematria, the numerical value of the word "v'gam"? Vav Gimel Mem. That's 40 and 6 and 3 is 49. So the Vilna Gaon says, Kol Chaf Lamed 50 Paul Hashem Lamaneu. In Kiddusha, in Shari Bina, in wisdom and holiness, there are 50 gates. Kol. But for the Russia, it's only Vigam. It's only 49. Says the Vilna Gaon, that the 50th gate will only be revealed loinizgala ad bias hagoyel. That's why Moshe couldn't get the 50th of holiness. There is no 50th of tuma, of uncleanliness. There is 50 of bina, but even that 50th level, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to get. He was only able to get 49. So The Talmud of his Talmud called the Sefer Nachlas David brings a pasuk and he explains what the Gra's opinion was. It says, "V'gam ze le'uma ze aso likim." Hashem did one opposite the other. So again, the word "v'gam" is begematria 49. So he says that you have 49 gates of wisdom. Opposite that, you have 49 gates of tuma. That Hashem did evil versus good. And the evil can't exist without good. There has to be a mixture of good and evil together. Evil by itself, similar to what it says, sheker ein lo raglayim. If you have only a lie, it won't stand. Every lie has to have truth in it also. Because if you make a total lie, then nobody's going to believe that. You have to mix in a little truth. So the same thing, Tumma can't exist without Kedusha. So you're getting to the 49th level of Tumma means that you have almost no Kedusha there. You have a little piece of Kedusha and the rest is 49 out of 50 is Tumma. Okay, you're ready, one more second, you're going to get into 50? No, you can't get into the 50 of Tumma because 50 of Tumma would mean that there's no Kedusha at all. No Kedusha at all, the evil cannot exist. So you know what happens? The evil gets burnt up at that point, and in the vacuum, what comes in? The holiness. Because the evil must have Kedusha. And when you're getting, if you're going from 1, 2, 3 to 49, by the time you get to 49, you have only a piece of Kedusha that's maintaining the 49 of Tumah. You get into the 50th of Tumah, there's no Kedusha. That, if there's no Kedusha, the Tumah can't last. It burns up. In that vacuum now, what fills the place? The only thing that fills it is the Kedusha. That's how the Sefer Nachlas David explains it. And so too, the Run and the Ramban say that when you get to 50, there is Hashem alone. And in Hashem, there is perfect harmony. There is no, up till 50, you can have evil, zelu, vegam, zelu, mazeh. You can have evil versus good. You have evil with good mixed together. You have two separate things that contradict each other, and they're all mixed together. But in the 50th, that's where you get into Hashem himself. Hashem himself is one. Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one, total unity, without any kinds of conflict whatsoever. That's what that is where you get into Hashem itself. So he explains, this sphere, in Sfira we say, we just finished, Shavuos is Chamishim Yoim. You count 50 days. Now really, how much do we count? We only count 49. What does it mean, 50? One shot is you round off 49 to the nearest whole number, 50. That's the Rush says such a thing. But he explained it, based on the Svarim, that Pesach, you're starting out with number 50. You're starting out with Tov, 50. Then as you go each day, you get mixed up with one of the parts of Tumah. On the 49th day, this is a little different. You always think that you're getting higher and higher to Har Sinai. But this concept seems to be you are mimicking the 49 different levels of Tumah. But once you get to the 50th, which is Shavuos, then you're back to Pesach, according to this explanation. Because Pesach was 50 Sharei Bina. Then you get into the conflict of evil and good for 49 days. When you get finally to Shavuos, then as we just said from the Vilna Gaon, the evil, what do you want to go to, the 50th of evil? Then it means there's no holiness. If there's no holiness, the evil can't exist. If the evil can't exist, it gets burnt up, and in the vacuum, what comes in? Hashem, the 50th, comes in. This is how the Svarim explained it. So he brought down from, I think this is new. I think till now we said everything before. Now it was going to come a new piece. The Imri Emes says in the name of the Chasam Sofer, we find in Parshas Bechukosai, at the end of the brachas, which Hashem is going to give us in the future when Mashiach comes. So Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your Lord, Asher Hoitzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Miyois Lem Avodim, I took you out of Egypt that you were no longer slaves to the Egyptians. And this follows after it says, V'salachti B'soichichem, I'm going to go amongst you if you keep the ways of Hashem, which Chazal explained, I'm going to walk with you in Gan Eden. V'nasati Mishkani B'soichichem, I'm going to give you the third Beis HaMikdash. And then the Pasuk says, I'm going to break V'eshbor Moitois Ulchem, I'm going to break the yoke on your back. V'oilech Eschem Kaimemiyas, I'm going to let you walk upright without a yoke on you. So you could say that this is speaking the past. I broke the yoke on your back. I got rid of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael. I got rid of Mitzrayim. But the Chazal learned that this pasuk is telling us in the future Hashem is going to break the yoke. So the question is, what yoke are we talking about? Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and we're walking in Gan Eden together, and I brought you to Mishkan, and I'm going to break your yoke. What yoke is there left? We're rid of all the enemies. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We have a Beis HaMikdash. And there still seems to be one yoke left. The answer is, Chazal say, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos are not given for pleasure in this world. Rashi says, only to be a yoke on our backs. Mitzvos are given to have a yoke on our backs. So, Bun explains that until, except for tzaddikim, like we're going to see, Rabbi Akiva is an exception to this thing. But for most people, all Malchus Shemayim. Why? Because unfortunately, like I heard, I was in Lakewood yesterday, I heard Rabbi Matisyahu Salman, he was speaking about the mitzvah of loving a ger, and Rus, why we read Rus and Shu, is a beautiful drasha. But one of the points he made was that how many of us would do what a ger does? Or he said today would pertain to a Baal Tshuva as well. And as they are sacrificing, they're giving up their family, they're coming into us where unfortunately they're not always accepted so wonderfully either. So why are they doing this? Because they're pursuing the truth. They're willing to give everything. They're menade from their heart in order to do that. But most of us, if we had to start from square one, maybe we would accept some of the mitzvahs, but if we had a multiple choice, which ones to accept and which ones not, I don't know if we'd choose all 613, if it was up to us. So whatever mitzvahs we do, we're still on the level that we're doing it because there's an oil. There's a yoke. We have to do it. We know Hashem is making us do it, so we're doing it. So Hashem is going to say, that last yoke I'm going to break. And you're going to do the mitzvahs out of such pleasure, you're not going to look at it as a yoke anymore. That's the one yoke. After I defeated all your enemies and got them off your back, that yoke, I'm going to do the final yoke. And how do you spell the word yoke in Hebrew? The word is mot. And mold could be spelled mem with a cholem and a tes. Mem tes. 49. As long until Mashiach comes, there's a yoke because we're having always a fight, the Yetzer run, the Yetzer Tov. Mold is yoke. It says, the pasuk says, the Eshbor motos ulchem. I will break the yoke that mold is the stick across the back of an animal that's the yoke. Mold is also mold is the, so mold is memtes. As long as we're in this world, we're not up to the nun share bina. We're dealing with the memtes. So there's a fight. There's evil and good mixed together, fighting each other out. So we're going to have a yoke, but eventually that yoke will be broken, and then we will have hanoah from the mitzvahs. That's what the Imre Emes explains. It says mitzvahs betalin lasid lavoi, that the mitzvahs will become destroyed in the future. Says the Imre Emes, it doesn't mean chashon we're not going to do mitzvahs, but we're not going to have the yoke of mitzvahs. We're going to love to do mitzvahs. We're going to run to do mitzvahs. It's going to be the biggest pleasure. So we asked the question before. The Ramchal, Ramosh Hamatzatu, told us, where is the Eden? Where is the place of Eden? He told us, Olam Abor, we're going to have pleasure from Hashem all day. But he failed to tell us, where is the Tainuk? Where is the pleasure? The other word, besides Eden, he said this world was created for Tainuk. The Tainuk, as we said, is not a steak. You know where that pleasure is? That's in this world. Most of us never experience it. But Rabbi Akiva experienced it. He was able, he didn't have to have a yoke that's going to be broken of Memtes. Because Rabbi Akiva is in the Shar Nun. Rabbi Akiva is right up there. There are no fights in Rabbi Akiva. It's total Achdus, Kaviyoch, like Hashem himself. Rabbi Akiva is up there with Hashem. He doesn't feel the battle of Tov and Ra and Memtes and having a yoke. He feels the pleasure of doing a mitzvah in this world. A mitzvah is really the greatest pleasure that we could have in this world. Unfortunately, we let all the other pleasures sidetrack us. And then when it comes to do the mitzvahs, we don't have strength and we're krechtzing that we have to eat more cheesecake, another yuntiv meal. We have life so hard. So that's in the struggle of the memtes. That's what he explains. It says that Rabbi Akiva, the Romans were taking iron combs to his flesh. And we think it was for a couple of minutes, a couple of hours. The Ben Yoyada said Rabbi Akiva was Nifter on Yom Kippur. And they were doing it from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, 40 days. So the question, and finally, Rabbi Akiva, his neshama is going out, and he's saying Shema. And his Talmidim asked, Rebbe, you have to say Shema at this moment. He says, all my life I was waiting to serve Hashem with love. And now comes the moment, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, afilu noitel nafshecha, even if he takes your life, I still, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, I do with love. Now I have a chance to do it, I shouldn't do it. The question is, how in fact was Rabbi Akiva able to be sovel the Yisurim of 40 days, unbelievable Yisurim? The answer is because Rabbi Akiva is so dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in the 50th level. That's what it says. Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitar, mi mitar eschem. Rabbi Akiva says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, there's a song. Lifnei, who are you being mitar in front of? In front of Hashem. The gematria of the word mi, mem yud, is 50. Rabbi Akiva is lifnei mi. He's in the 50th. In the 50th, there's no 49, there's no more tumah. As the Vilna Gaon says, there is no 50th of tumah. He disagrees with that. There is no 50 shar tumah. So Rabbi Akiva is in that 50th. He's there. And that's why even iron combs on his flesh are not, even the worst yisurim that a person could go through, don't detract from Rabbi Akiva's love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even at that moment. Until his neshama went out, Be'echad. He went out with the word Echad. He unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when we learned Rabbi Akiva with a hey, or Rabbi Akiva with an aleph. This is Rabbi Akiva with an aleph. He came to Hashem, is called Alufoy Shal Adam. He's the the king of the world, the aluf of the world. He's the total one, the total achdus, where there's no fight, there's no friction, there's no disunity between bad and good. So Rabbi Akiva found the tainug in this world, and that's why we said before from Rabbi Shamshon Ostropoler that it was only Rabbi Akiva who could be Ha'asiri Yiyeh Kodesh Lashem, that the tenth one, Rabbi Akiva, he was the one who was able to be the kapora, so to speak, for Hashem's role in Mechiras Yosef. The only tzaddik who could do that was Rabbi Akiva with an aleph, who represented the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I asked Rabbi Schlesinger a few questions. The first question I asked him is that Moshe Rabbeinu, we learned, v'atachasreyu ma'at melekim, that he was a little less than Hashem. He was only on the 49th level of Bina. According to what we're saying now, Rabbi Akiva reached the 50th. So it would come out that Rabbi Akiva was greater than Moshe. And besides that, I asked them that the Vilna Goyen himself said that the 50th gate, quote, Loynis Gala Ad Bias HaGoyel, it will not be revealed, that 50th gate, until the coming of Mashiach. So on that he told me, perhaps the Vilna Goyen would agree that for a Yochid, for an individual, he could reach the 50th. Klal Yisrael as a group would not. But one individual could get there. On the question that I asked him, was Rabbi Akiva greater than Moshe? And now we see why we have a question. Number one, the Gemara Menachos Chaf Tesamid Beis tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu came to hear the shir of Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't understand the shir. And he even asked Hashem, what are you giving the Torah through me? You have a person like Rabbi Akiva. He's greater than me, and he gives the Torah through him. So that would seem to indicate Rabbi Akiva was greater. Here, according to this whole pshat that we gave with the Nun Shari Bina, Moshe wasn't on that level. He missed it. He was only up to 49. And Rabbi Akiva was on the 50th level. So the answer that he gave me was, you have to say this, because as it says in the Chumash itself, it says, my son-in-law pointed this out, I was telling him this pshat on Shavuos. It says, "Loikam Navi Oid Bi Yisrael Kemoshe Asher Yodei Hashem Ponim Al Ponim." The greatest Navi that Klal Yisrael had, as we say in the Ani Mamins, I believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was Av LeNaviim. He was the father of all Naviim. There's no question Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that Klal Yisrael had. So you have to say that in general, Moshe Rabbeinu is considered greater than Rabbi Akiva. But there were certain points where, in fact, Rabbi Akiva reached to a higher level than even Moshe Rabbeinu. In general, as a Navi, there's no question Moshe was the Av LeNaviim. He was much greater in Nevuah than Rabbi Akiva. But there were certain madregas, certain levels, which Rabbi Akiva was zocheh to, which even surpassed Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And so we, in conclusion of the two shurim that we gave, Rabbi Akiva with a hay represents the five talmidim that with which he perpetuated Torah after it looked like Torah would get destroyed. Rabbi Akiva with an aleph represents that Rabbi Akiva was the one who was able to, so to speak, cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world to such an extent that he could withstand the terrible Yisurim that he suffered, because he saw Torah Mitzvahs only as Tainug. It was a pleasure. There was no conflict between Memtes, between Mot, between the yoke of which evil always tries to make it hard for us to do mitzvahs. He had no such conflict. He was totally together with Hashem in the Nun Shari Bina. That's the Aleph, which represents the Echad of Hashem, Aluf. He is the king of the world. And Rabbi Akiva, and only Rabbi Akiva, even more than Moshe Rabbeinu, was able to get to the 50th level of Bina.